From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and a metro station. They did not confirm that he is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber seen in an airport security camera, alongside two men who blew themselves up there. Organizers have postponed today's March for Solidarity in Belgium after the country's interior minister appealed to residents not to attend because police are too stretched with the investigation into the attacks. Emmanuel Fallon is the event organizer.
I think the most important is the safety of the citizens. So, of course, we wanted to organize a march, but if there is any risk, we have to cancel, and we will postpone it. And there will be demonstration, organized or not organized, because people need to be together and to live together, and they need also to have solidarity in their life.
31 people died in Tuesday's attacks, more than 250 wounded. A suspected suicide bomber detained before she could detonate explosives in a town on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria says she is one of the girls kidnapped from a Nigerian school in 2014 by the insurgent group Boko Haram. Local leaders said the 15-year-old girl looked tired and malnourished and could not give them more details about how she and other captives were treated. Syrian government forces have moved deeper into the Islamic State-controlled city of Palmyra, recapturing several neighborhoods. Palmyra used to attract tens of thousands of tourists every year. Islamic State took the city from the government forces in a matter of days in May of 2015. This is VOA News. In his weekly Saturday address, President Obama said he has offered the Prime Minister of Belgium the full array of U.S. support in bringing justice to any terrorist involved in planning or aiding in the Brussels attacks. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. Mr. Obama said this coming week when dozens of world leaders come to Washington for a nuclear security summit, they will use the opportunity to also review joint efforts against the IS militants.
We've ramped up our intelligence cooperation so that we can root out ISIL's operations. And we constantly review our homeland security posture to remain vigilant against any efforts to target the United States.
Mr. Obama said another part of the fight against the Islamic State is to be open to the people fleeing the militants' takeover of parts of Iraq and Syria. A prominent Chinese internet activist living in New York says Chinese authorities have detained three members of his family in southern China in a push to find the author of an open letter calling for the resignation of President Xi Jinping. Wen Yunqiao said his parents and younger brother have been missing since Tuesday, days after he says the government harassed his family over his suspected role in circulating the letter. Wen, a vocal critic of Beijing, has denied involvement in the letter, saying he only linked it on his Twitter account after the letter had been published in China. President Xi has mounted a widespread effort to censor internet coverage in China to eliminate opinions that differ from those of the Communist Party leaders. In U.S. politics, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won the Democratic presidential caucuses in the states of Washington and Alaska. Sanders continues to trail former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Richard Shields is a Clinton supporter.
I'm hoping that Hillary is going to listen to Bernie after the election to bring him into the government and make sure that his talents are used and that he's listened to. But I think Hillary is the one. Hillary is the one that's electable and has the talents that we need.
Hawaiians also voted Saturday. They are still counting their votes. After a Holy Week blighted by those bomb attacks in Brussels, Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics in two Easter celebrations on Saturday night by urging them not to lose hope in a gloomy world. He condemned terrorists several times during the week and on Good Friday in services in Rome, saying that followers of religions who carried out attacks of fundamentalism or terrorism were profaning God's name. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.